tomorrow, this is a first-time event for us. It's called Breakfast in Red. This is an event. It's a free event that is designed to educate women about heart disease and to encourage them to take charge of their heart health. The event's full. We were limited on space.
Yeah.
And I found out yesterday that it's already filled up, but we're still excited about this event and what all is going to be available.
And let me ask you this, because today is Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. What do we need to do, both men and women, to be heart healthy?
Well, you know, the one thing I always encourage people is, if you don't have a doctor, get a doctor.
Okay.
I'm surprised sometimes the people that I talk to that are my age, we don't have to reveal that, but that are my age, that don't have a physician
or my age
that
either.
They see on a regular basis, and just take charge. And especially if you have a family history of heart disease, but you have not presented with any heart disease issues, you really need to see a physician and get in front of that. So much of this is treatable. So much of it is manageable. So much of it's behavioral, our own choices and modifications we can make to improve our heart health.
Now, are women or men more prevalent, one or the other, as far as heart disease and heart attacks, things like that?
Heart disease is still, it's 2020, it's still the number one killer of women in America.
Wow.
And I would say it's both men and women. This is a serious issue. And
so it doesn't discriminate, really?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It tends to present differently. Us guys, we tend to have, when we have heart conditions, we have the more classic presentations of, you know, chest pain, neck pain, arm mm-hmm. pain with the onset of heart attack. And it tends to present differently in women, which is sometimes hard to identify. That's why I encourage people, just get a doctor, get checked out. In your 40s or 50s, and you have family history of heart disease, but you've never been diagnosed with it, we have a test that's $100. It's called a coronary artery calcium score, and you have to have a physician's order for it, but it'll actually do a quick CT of your heart to see if you have calcium buildup, and it's something that you can identify early and start getting treatment for.
So if you, you know, you're a guy like me who doesn't work out too often,
yeah.
you know, what are some of the things, again, that you might notice, you know, that this could be leading up to a heart attack later on?
Well, usually, when you're having the heart attack, those symptoms are a little more classic. But a lot of these are pretty silent, because if you're not symptomatic, you don't know what's going on. Because our bodies are amazingly resilient. And I'm impressed, you know, the time I've spent in our cath labs and the things that people are living with when they finally get diagnosed. It's like, how are they not having just tremendous symptoms, but they weren't? And usually it hits a critical mass point where those symptoms start, and then you really got to start getting care. And so we encourage this this thought and this notion of getting involved with your physician early.
And that's a great thing to do on Valentine's Day, since we're talking about hearts. You know, your loved ones, make sure that they are taken care of. Well, if somebody wants more information on any of these subjects, heart disease in women, or how to stay heart healthy, is there a website at BSA that they can go to?
There is. You can just go to our webpage, and it'll direct you to our portion there on cardiovascular care. If you're looking for a physician, the speaker at our event, Dr. Joanna Wilson, she is an internal medicine specialist, and her practice is primary care for women. And everything, heart care especially, but all aspects of women health, women's health. And she is available for patients, and you can get information from her or for her and any of our other care providers there.
You know, when I was growing up, a heart attack sometimes meant, you know, they're not going to make it.
Right.
We've come a long way since then.
Yeah. Yeah. Technological advancements in cardiac care are amazing. Obviously stents and balloons, everyone's kind of familiar now with what those are. There's more advancements coming, the medicine that they can use. We've even started, we're the only hospital in the panhandle that offers a transcatheter aortic valve replacement.
So okay, that's above my pay grade.
Yeah. So historically, if you had an aortic valve that needed to be replaced, they would literally have to cut your chest open. Extremely painful, just like how they do with bypass surgery. But now they're able to come in through an artery in your leg, just like they were doing a heart cath.
Oh, wow.
Feed it straight up into your heart and insert that into the valve, into the diseased valve. And the recovery is much better. Patients do, their outcomes are fantastic. And this is a kind of a leading edge technology that's making a big difference in people's lives. So, but all goes back to the same thing. Get a doctor and get some management on your heart disease, or just be assessed whether or not you have it.
Right. And there are a lot of great doctors in the BSA healthcare system.
Correct. Right.
All right. Once again, give us that website where we can go get more information.
It's bsahs.org, and there are links there that you can find straight to the cardiovascular care.